waves on floor.
Damn right.
I hate the fact that you know. I hate the fact that you know.
Why?
I hate the fact that you know. That everywhere you go, they recognize your genes. They recognize the queen.
Why?
Everybody running, but they don't know where to go. There's such a commotion right here on the floor. You're spinning your body, the wind just makes it out. Well, that's windy tug, that's killing me, I want it out.
Why?
You just know it, don't you? Know it, don't you? No chick got nothing on you. Yeah.
I said better.
You just know it, don't you? Know it, don't you? Cause everything just comes to you.
Your main man Sam back on the mic, and yeah, what you just heard, that was the new one from NERD, Nothing On You. I want to start off this podcast by saying there's nothing on you, man. You ever had one of those days where like nobody can touch you, where you just feel like you the shit? Today is not that day, but I've had days like that, but that is not today. As with me is my main man, who's always on the mic, my co-host, Mr. Cap Morgan. Now, we finna just jump right into this podcast. Got my brother on the board, and he doing his thing, obviously, because you heard the song from NERD. So, I wanna talk to the veteran listeners of this podcast just for a short second. Where a lot of, especially the veterans, know that I am not an original podcast. I am a spinoff of a podcast. If you listen to Straight Talk with Ann, I was a guest host, and I'm a spinoff. I'm like Cheers, you know, like the shows, like how Cheers made Frasier, how the Cosby Show made a different world, there's some more spinoffs. I guess you get what I'm saying. This is a show from how Happy Days. I went on a Happy Days rant last week. How a show from another show, you know, made it. And I gotta be honest with you, it's a little easy when you're not the host. It's a little easier when you're not the host because, like, I gave Cheers. When I was a little correspondent on AM show, I just showed up, said something funny. People actually spoon-fed me lines. I was like, Norm, since we on the Cheers rant, let me... Hey, we got the Cheers theme song. Yeah, let's play the Cheers theme song while I get into this. But anyway... oh, man, that was a good show. But anyway, like that was like Norm from Cheers. Yeah, I was the star of the show. But I show up, everybody know my name. And, like, Norm, it was like, Norm! Norm would show up. Man, that was a good show. About a bar, a bunch of people drinking, having a good time. There was a lot of problems going on with that. but anyway, I was like, Norm from Cheers. Sometimes Ann would spoon-feed me lines. Like she'd say something and I would rant on it. It was so easy for her. I would rant on it for like 5 minutes. And when you're an hour show, those 5 minutes can be precious. Sort of like how Woody used to spoon feed Norm from Cheers to like, how's your day, Mr. Peterson? And he'll look over. Well, Woody is a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. And a big laugh. And like, ha, 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 big laugh. Yeah. So my veteran podcast is, I say all of that to say this. I recently talked with a veteran podcast. They know that, she kind of sent letters. And one of the things she said to me on a few shows back was like, hey, since you're in charge now, since you have your own show, do you find yourself getting more situations in order to talk about it? And quite honest, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And one of the things I want to hit y'all with is a segment. That a new segment actually, because I found myself at the heart of something. Now, I know it's a lot of black people listening. I know it's a lot of white people listening. I know it's a lot of Latino people listening. I know there's many races of whatever races listening. I'm not talking to y'all, I'm just talking to the black folks right now. So all of y'all can listen, but I'm just talking to the black folks right now. They left? Alright. Black people. We got a lot of stuff going on. This week we had a lot, well, I say in the last 2 weeks. I mean, we got our major issues. We got, you know, diabetes, hypertension, blood pressure. All these things affecting black people. Lil Wayne is out of prison. That spoke to the heart of black people. But I went out to the heart. In this new segment, I went out to the heart of the newest hot topic hitting the black community. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I went to go tackle the McRib sandwich is back. Yes, that is a hot topic. The McRib is back, and I went to McDonald's, and I had to get the lowdown from my brothers and my sisters because we need to find out the McRib is back. And I don't mean, because lately, if you've been paying attention, McDonald's has been doing a lot of blackening. They really niggering up their commercials. Instead of that, ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. You hear like jazz and shit. It's like, twiddly do, twiddly. It's like, it's ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. Ooh yeah! Ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. 365 black. And I'm like, they really liking the black. Like, I was watching commercial the other day, and it showed a McDonald's commercial, and they really, I don't know if they love black people all of a sudden, but it showed like a family of black people, all the kids are well behaved, sitting and like, you know, they drive up to the McDonald's, they get out, and they order, and Tanya, the helpful cashier at McDonald's was, hi, can I have your order? And like, white dude was like, I can't do anything till I have my coffee. And then smart, sassy black woman came up, I would like to make rib. And then the husband looked at her, I also would like to make rib. And the kids looked at it, I want a happy meal. And then they all looked at the kids like, oh, you. Ba 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 ba, I'm loving it. Ooh yeah. Do we have the black? Do we have the black McDonald's commercial? We should have that on the board. Not that we talk about McDonald's a lot, but if we could find the black McDonald's. But anyway, I say all that because Sister McRib is such an epidemic. I went to the street. I charged up that wireless microphone and I went to the heart of the ghetto and I found a McDonald's. And I wanted to talk to the people. And when I talked to the people, I wanted to hear their take on the McRib. I need to know what the people, my brothers and sisters, thinking of McRib. Unfortunately, that didn't really go right. Because as soon as I broke out that wireless mic in the middle of McDonald's, I was promptly escorted off the premises. And since I was escorted off the premises, it's kind of hard to do a McRib piece when you're not at McDonald's. Wrong, nigga. We went to the parking lot. To the parking lot at McDonald's. Well, off the parking lot over there by the, the bus terminal, which is about 20 feet away from the McDonald's and the McDonald's parking lot. So technically, I'm not on their property, but I am in the streets and I am dealing with the black folks. I am finding out what's going on in the heart of the ghetto about the McRib in a new segment we are bringing to the podcast called Taking It to the Streets. Okay, after being promptly removed from a McDonald's, I'm here. I figure I need to go to the street to find out what we've been trying to find all day. In the heart of the ghetto right now, talking to the people. Ma'am, how has your life been changed by the McRib? What is so funny?
I'm not a fan of the McRib. I think it's disgusting.
Why not?
It's disgusting. It does not taste good. It tastes artificial. I'd rather cook my own.
But you're black.
And that, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm jumping
off the roof because McDonald's finally got a McRib back?
Yes. Everyone else has.
No. Not a fan at all.
Okay, we're going to interview a few more people, and we're going to wrap this up.
Can you cut out my coughing?
No. Okay, we're going to ask Gypsy. Gypsy, how are you affected by the McRib?
It made me throw up red.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand, but you're black.
Well, the sauce is red, so that's what I threw up.
So that's
sauce.
The biggest misconception is that everyone that's black is supposed to be down with ribs.
Yo, yes.
That's not, no.
I'm down with ribs.
All right, it's just not the McRib.
she's ready.
I'm down with ribs, I'm just not down with the McRib.
Okay, we're going to find one person who likes the McRib. We were doing Gypsy has more to say.
You want to know who's down with the McRib?
Who was down with the McRib?
Nobody.
But there were black people in the commercial.
They turned around and gagged afterwards.
Thank you, Gypsy. And we talking about the McRib. We got Howard here. Howard, how did you enjoy the McRib?
I didn't. I've never had one. Don't want one. No, don't have a desire to have one.
But you're black.
And?
There were black people with the commercial.
Okay. They was paid. They pay me, I eat one.
There you got it. If you pay Howard, he will eat one. As you can see, with the black community, after taking it to the street segment, not a lot of black people like the McRib. I know, I was shocked too. I was shocked. I would think there'd be, like, judging from the commercials, I thought it was going to be a nigger uprising because of the McRib. But apparently, not a lot of people like the McRib. Not any of them. But that's what we do when we take it to the streets. We taking it to the hood. Or wherever. So anybody, we gonna start this segment off where we go out and we talk to actual people called Taking It to the Streets instead of just sitting in my den doing this podcast. So if anybody got any subjects about Taking It to the Streets, you can always email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Please put in the subject Taking It to the Streets ideas. Once again, that email is Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Subject heading, Taking It to the Streets. Because we gonna do some more shit, man. We gonna take some shit to the streets. And we need to find out what the people think. Because y'all listen to me. Y'all like, well, Sam is crazy. Not everybody think the McRib. Well, he wants to talk about the McRib. I wanna find out what y'all wanna talk about. We gonna talk about it. Taking It to the Streets. Another thing that's been going on this week, I want to touch on me a little bit. I have been trying to work on, not only just working on the podcast, I'm trying to work on me as a whole. I mean, y'all hear the shows. Some people know me who listens to podcasts. Recently married, pretty decent deal with the podcast thing, living my life. And some people are like, hey, this guy's living a dream. You are wrong, sir. You are wrong. I'm not living a dream. I am, but I want to add a little bit more to that dream. So I've been trying to work on myself. So I'm hitting the gym. All right, here's where it really come down. I gotta stop drinking beer for a while, for at least a week. I gotta shut it down. I'm shutting it down, and I'm working on me. The reason I'm stopped drinking, I will drink Cap Morgan. Hey, we ain't knocking that. Oh, I'll drink some right now. The reason I'm working on me, and I'm looking for a gym membership, and I'm finna go, and I'm finna work out, because I'm getting a little chunky. I'm getting a little chunky, and I need some time to work on me. And what really killed it, yeah, I know I'm getting a little jiggle going. I got my midsection. It's moving a little bit, you know, out. But what really killed it, my dad looked at me and he was just like, hey boy, putting on a little weight. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm just like, what are you talking about, dad? I look the same. Like, no, man, not in your stomach, in your face. How the fuck do you get fat in your face? That's like the universal sign that say, like, you letting yourself go. Then it immediately hit me. I'm drinking beer. I'm not going to AA. I'm not going to I'm not an alcoholic. Alcoholics are for quitters. I'm just shutting it down. For a week, 2 weeks, no beer, man. We're just going to shut it down. You ever had that where you're not drunk, you're not doing anything, or you don't have a job interview, you just feel enough is enough, or a close family member tells you have a fat face? And I looked at it, and I looked at old pictures of me, and yeah, little pudgy in the nose area. And I just, for the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna shut it down. Only hard liquor, no more beer, because I did a minimal amount of research on this, and the shit they make beer with is the shit they make bread with. So I don't want, like, my nose, and I don't want to get jowls. If that little shit, I don't know what's the word, it's like the, like, Huckleberry Hound droopy shit where, like, your cheeks move down and they get, like, creases. I don't need that. So what we're gonna do, we're just gonna shut it fucking down. And I'm just gonna shut it down. That's why I'm working on me. I'm gonna work on me. I'm tired of this shit. It's just, another reason is because I was with my chick. And if I used to play this game before I was married, before I was anything. One of my favorite things I used to do, I used to go in public places and people watch. Yeah, I know it's a little stalkerish, but I didn't get deep with it. And one of the things I used to do when I watch people and watch how they act, I always played the game, who's the winner of that relationship? And, like, you know, when you see a ugly dude with a hot, hot hot dime piece. And you always wonder, like, how the fuck did that happen? And you just look and you see this ugly dude and you like, that guy is the winner of that relationship. Or vice versa. You see the woman who looks like she got hit by a fucking bus. And then you see this Rico Suave, well-kept gentleman. And you're like, okay, either he's gay or she's the winner of that relationship. Either way, she's the winner of that relationship. And you look at it and you just put two and two together. And when you put that two and two together, you're the winner of the relationship. Now, I've been going with my wife for 4 years before we got married. And for four fucking years consecutively, she was the fucking winner of that relationship. I look good, damn it. For 4 years straight. And when someone says I'm getting fat face, I'm trying to go for five, nigga. You know what? I have posters made. Strive for five. Strive for five. 5 fucking years of being the loser of this relationship. Look, I want to be the, I want to come out looking good. Yeah, she could dress, but goddamn it, as a whole, this guy is amazing. Sam is fucking amazing. Look at him. Strive for five. One for the thumb, nigga. That's what, yeah, fuck strive for five. That's been used too many times. Count it out. Pink, starting with your pinky. Pinky, ring, middle, index. Those are my 4 years. Hold up the number four. 4 fucking years I've been holding it down. And now I'm in November. So I ain't got that much time left. And I'm around Thanksgiving. There's a lot of family about to show up. A lot of motherfuckers finna show up. And I just got married, so it's gonna be a lot of publicity. It's gonna be a lot of people looking at me, you know, looking just to kind of nudge me and be like, hey, you know that's coming, you're blah, blah, blah. I need one for the fucking thumb. I need to strive for five, one for the thumb. The fifth year in a row, I come in, you know, you goddamn right. You're fucking right. I am holding it down. I look like a goddamn model. And when you got fat face, this shit ain't working. So I'm hitting the gym, man. I'm hitting the fucking gym hard. I don't know if there's any exercises just for my face, but no, I'm serious. Like, I'm looking at old pictures. It looked like a superimposed, it looks like I'm being smothered. You know that old, like, if you watch CSI and shit, they always show the dude after he dead, and they have him on the table, and he's all puffy. That's how my fucking face looks, compared to these old pictures. Compared to these old pictures, I need to get back to my former glory. So, damn it, join me in my crusade for the strive for five, or one for the thumb. One for the fucking thumb, man. One for the thumb. Work it out. I'm doing some other shit with me, man. I'm doing some other shit. Now, this may be a little bad for business, because I own a podcast where I speak my mind. And I got a book sent to me, a digital book sent to me. And it was called in the email at, you know, just talking with Sam at gmail.com. Someone sent me a digital book that says, go to this link, work on these things. Work on these things for a stress-free life. I guarantee you'll feel better. And the name of this digital book, well, it's an actual book too, but the name of this book is called The 11 Anger Styles. And I'm afraid to read it. It's not that long of a book. I couldn't pass the table of contents. I couldn't pass the fucking table of contents because it just, Let me read it out loud. Here's the table of contents. Table of contents. It talks about the 11 anger styles. And in these 11 anger styles, the style number one, chapter one, anger avoidance, trying not to get angry. So far so good, right? Chapter two, sneaky anger. Showing anger by doing nothing. Starting to get a little scary because I'm really good at that. Chapter 3. anger turned inward, becoming a target of your own anger. Okay? I'm starting to look at this shit. I'm starting to look at myself in the mirror like, motherfucker, they're talking about you. But let's move on. Let's move on. Chapter 4, sudden anger, blowing up without warning. I'm not even going to comment with that. Chapter 5, shame-based anger, turning shame into rage. Okay, I have done that several times this show. Let's move on. Chapter 6, deliberate anger, becoming mad to get what you want. Number 7, excitatory anger, getting high on anger. Okay, people who like anger so much they do it in order to feel good. I'm guilty of it. I am fucking 8 for 8 right now. Or excuse me, 7 for 7. Let's move on to number 8. Number 8, habitual hostility. Looking for reasons to get angry. Guilty as well. Yeah, okay, first of all, I want to defend that one. Motherfucker, I need a reason to get angry because I have a podcast and apparently I'm fucking funny when I'm angry. Let's move on. Number 9, paranoia or fear-based anger. Feeling attacked by everyone. All right, fuck y'all. Okay. That's all I got to say to that one. Chapter 10, moral anger. Defending one's belief and values in an angry fashion. Oh, shit. That's the basis of the Just Talking With Sam podcast. That is, oh, shit. Let's move on. Let's plow ahead here. Number 11. Resentment/hate. Long-lasting anger about old mental or physical injuries. Okay, fuck this. Do you understand why I can't read this? Do you understand why I can't pass the table of contents? This is like my great... When I look at these table of contents, this is like my greatest hits album. Every fucking facet of anger has been shown on this show as well as my personal life. I'm afraid to get into this book because I don't want to look in the mirror. I don't want to look at it and see the shit I'm working on. So, you know what? Fuck the book. I'll just go to the gym. Yeah, my behavior and my drinking can take a fucking backseat to this fucking book. It's supposed to, but it's not going to do it. I'll work on not drinking beer for about a week. And I'll work on, you know, getting to the gym and working on old puffy face and probably some love handles. And, I don't know, somewhere I could get my Chris B back. But, you know, the anger shit, I can't do that right now. I'm not strong enough. I'll just come out and say it. I am not strong enough to look at this fucking mirror and get into this, especially some of this shit. Some of this shit I know I'm guilty of doing. Sneaky anger. That's chapter 2. Alright, hold on. Chapter 1, I'm pretty good at the anger avoidance. You can shut that down. So basically, after looking at this, I got the table of contents right here pulled up on the computer. I'm being generous. I am 10 for 11 of these. I'm 10 for 11. I don't want to look in the mirror. This book, whoever wrote this fucking book he followed me. Whoever wrote this fucking book was a listener of this fucking podcast. He has to be. Because I have exhibited every last one of these. And I'm not even going to throw, usually, I'll say the listener name. No, I'm not even going to throw him under the bus because, this motherfucker right. I'm just not going to read the book. Maybe I would read it. If, and only if, huge fucking if I see where it's not marketable anymore. If any of these anger tasks wasn't entertaining and I'm getting emails at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com, it's like, oh, Sam, this is starting to become a problem. And we're actually worried about. Since I haven't got the we're worried about you email, or there's not a fucking intervention in my living room, I'm gonna slow off on that. I'm gonna slow off on that, mainly because, well, I'm afraid. I don't really, that shit that says shame-based anger, I think I'm showing that right now. I'm not mad, okay? Another thing is, I'm not mad when I read shit like this. It's just, you know, it's like when you call somebody out on their shit, and I have nothing to fucking say to them. I have nothing to say to this person who emailed me. All I gotta say is, you got me, motherfucker. You got me. What I will do something I'm pretty good at, and that's pretty much change the subject. Yep. I am going to change the subject, and I am going to move on to some questions. And one of these questions, I'm sorry. Listeners of the Just Talking with Sam podcast, you can always email me questions, comments, concerns, blah, 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 at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And since we're mobile now, I may come to your ass. Fuck it. We just may do it. Taking it to the street. We are taking it to the fucking street. Taking it to the street. Well, I'm finna get another sip of not beer. Oh man, I just bought a case of Sam Adams. Why did my dad tell me I had fat face? And he was serious. He wasn't saying it to be harmful. He was just like, damn, you know, you kinda putting on a little bit. Putting on a little bit, you know, what's going on? He started off with such like playfulness. It was like, hey, you eating good? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, you eating good. And he was like, what are you doing? You got fat face. I'm like, I don't have fat face, man. I'm thin you. I'm thin you. How the fuck I got fat face? I'm thin you. Yeah, I look just like my dad. Like, I'm thin you. How do I get fat face? And I guess he's looking at me and see him. And I guess since he's lived longer, he knows the warning signs. Like, oh shit, you're eating good. You're gonna be like me in a minute. So, shutting it down. I just bought a case of Dusakis, which is lovely beer. I bought a case of Dusakis, a case of Heineken, and a case of Samuel Adams Cherry Wheat. That beer is the shit. It's the, whoever, like, You ever research a beer because it's so good? I found out the owner's name of the Sam Adams Corporation, Mr. Jim Cook. Jim Cook was onto some shit when he made that. But for about a week, I'm shutting it down, man. I'm shutting it down because I don't want fat face. I'm going to try it out for a week. And if nothing happened, I'm jumping back on a wagon. Jumping back on a fucking beer wagon. See what I missed. Anyway. Got a little off track for a second. I'm going to take another sip of Captain Morgan. You got it, Mr. Captain Morgan. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do, we're going to answer some questions. First question. This is a bit weird, but I will answer it. It says, from John, he says, how do you know when you've had chapstick too long? Okay, first of all, to even ask me that question, the answer is now. You've had it too long when you have to ask somebody. And I don't know if there's a expiration date on chapstick, but if you pretty much gotta ask that question, you've had it way too fucking long. If you gotta ask that question. Just go buy a new one. Me personally, I can't carry chapstick for that long because I always lose it. Fall out my pocket, whatever. It's just me recycling a dollar every fucking time I go to fucking CVS or Rite Aid or wherever the fuck you buy chapstick. So yes, if you have to ask that question, you've had it too long. Okay. Next question goes to Jackson. Jackson says, he said, as a guy, I don't like where this is going. All right, let's just go ahead. He says, as a guy, and especially since you are now a newlywed, what's the best time to make love? Alright, first of all, no homo. Don't ask me that shit. Why are you asking a guy? Okay. You know what? Fuck it. I'm working on myself. I'm working on everything about me. So we don't try to be cool about this one. I personally am traditionally a night guy. But lately, you want to delve into the lovemaking kind of like in the day. I don't know what it is about the day or the just waking up. Go ahead, knock it out, go back to sleep. But usually, I'm a night guy. We do it as a nightcap. It's like, yeah, you go to bed. It's about time to go to bed. And you just kind of reach over. And something magical happens. Something magical happens when you be a night guy. But the morning, I would say in the morning, mainly because the morning, you know, you get the morning wood, boy, and you ready to go, and like, that's an exclamation mark to prove your point. But then again, you want the nightcap. See, I'm undecided. So it's either early in the morning, or last thing I do before I go to sleep. Mainly because you want that, you want it in the morning to set a precedent. To set a precedent for your day. Like, this is how I'm gonna start my day, goddammit, and this is how it's gonna be. I'm gonna start it getting some. Or you could do it at night. Like, I'm traditional, I do it at night. You do it at night, you just kinda like, alright, today was either pretty bad or pretty good, but we're gonna exclamation point this thing, and we are gonna put the stamp of approval on this by closing it out, by doing these things. Ready? Break! So I hope that answers your question, Jackson. I either early in the morning or late at night. Why not afternoon? I don't know, man. I don't know why not afternoon. I'm not afternoon brother, because, like, in afternoon, I try to be productive. You hear this on the podcast. He's coming up with new ideas. He's talking about cheers. He's trying to be funny. He's a pretty productive cat. So, like, in the middle of the day, like, you're kind of fucking up the flow. Cause after you bust one, you don't really feel like doing shit. I know I don't. I just kind of like, whatever. You know, you just instantly say fuck it. So whatever was going on. So, and when you're a productive cat like myself, you really want nothing to do with that. So, yeah. Alright, I'm just gonna move on to the next question. I'm sorry I'm giving piss poor answers today, mainly because of that book shit. The book shit is still fucking with me about the anger, and I'm trying to be as nice and as generous as possible, because I don't want that motherfucker who sent me that email to look at me like, I told you, look at him, he's angry, he's gonna do it! And I'm just like, no, I'm cool. I'm calm, I'm collected. Do we have some cool, collected, calm music? Yeah, let's play that. Let's all listen to some cool, collective, calm music. See? I'm cool. We got the jazz playing. I'm calm. I'm collected. He's not mad at all. I'm not angry. See, those 11 signs of anger, that don't even apply to me right now. See that? I'm working on myself, and I'm not mad. Alright, we cut it off now. We cut the jazz off, because we got our point across. We're not angry at all. We're a pretty productive show, you know? We're just keeping it calm, cool, and collective. That's what we're doing here on the Just Talk with Sam show. You don't have to write any angry letters, or you don't have to write any letters that says, I fucking told you so. This guy's a psychopath. I feel so good, I will answer a question from a lady. Next question comes from, what's this, Mindy? She spells it Mindy, but she spells it with a Y. So, yeah, I say Mindy. Mindy X, how do you know your role with your friends? Example, we go clubbing, but I don't know what to do when guys hit on my friends. Oh, okay. Here's your role, Mindy. Now, this is contradictory to everything you've ever been taught as a woman. when a guy hits on your friend, go the fuck away. Leave her alone. There's nothing more traditional than a cock-blocking female. There's nothing more status quo that I've been in that situation. I've been clubbing. I've been at Starbucks and I saw a cute chick. I've been in the grocery store. I've been regular ass places. I've been at McDonald's. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Not, you know, I'm just like, hey, kind of cute chick. Hey, that little part of your brain kicks in. And every guy has that part of the brain. It just says, hey, motherfucker, look to your left. Look to your left. She's cute. Make a run at her. Hey. And it always sounds that high pitched. It's always that part of your brain. Hey. And when you look over, see a cute chick. So it's bad enough that you kind of got to muster enough courage. You got to work on. It's not game. This is the point. You got to be cute, funny, charming. You can't just come in, hey, bitch, how you doing? You got to have a gimmick. And I don't mean like a gimmick like you got to lie. I mean like you got to have, we already work out a miniature game plan in our head before we talk to you. Some good, some not as good. But the fact is, women, we put in fucking effort. Women don't have to put in effort. You just stand there and look pretty. All right, I'm sorry, Mindy. I digress, Mindy. But anyway, we're putting in the effort. We're going to you. We're talking to you, and we're doing good. We're doing good. We can make it past that initial 2 to 3 minute mark that says I'm not going to walk away from you, and I'm not calling the cops secretly. That means you're doing good. Yeah, probably come in with some interesting topics, kick out a couple jokes, little human interest. Hey, my name is Blase Blase Splee. Your name is this. I do this for a living. Who are you? The last thing we want to see is Mindy show up and cock block. And how does she cock block? She doesn't necessarily say I'm a bad guy, but she do little he's a bad guy stuff. It's like, hey girl, we gotta go. Hey girl, I'm gonna ask you the question that obviously could have, as always, they always ask the dumbest question, and this question could totally be asked later. It could be asked at a later moment where it doesn't even matter. It's the dumbest fucking question. Is this guy, you know, he worked on this. He mastered his craft. He didn't even master his craft. He's working on his craft. And he's just trying to, you know, kind of get in, trying to find the girl a little bit. And then here comes Mindy. Hey girl, where's that lip gloss I let you borrow? You don't pick this time. And this time right now to ask about some fucking lip gloss, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Mick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. So what I need you to do, Mindy, is to do the direct opposite of whatever instinct in you. That's how you know you roll with your friends. I don't think you're the we gotta go girl, Mindy. But since you're genetically prescribed to be, all women are. Because, you know what? Fuck the anger shit. Hey. Write your letters at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. If you do consider me one of the 11 anger tips. But I can't stress this shit enough, Mindy. I mean, I say it best. All females all on some level hate each other. Y'all all do. There is no fucking way all of y'all would just jump on each other. I mean, there's no fucking way that all of y'all can get around. Because every time I see any female with another female, it goes into, we're friends. And then one of the two of them give that look like, oh, this bitch. But they can't say, oh, this bitch. Because, you know, then you get typecast as a hater. Which is dumb to me. You can't be it. You are. You don't like her. You're a hater. Not because, like, you know, you She's annoying. You can't come out and say that your friend is fucking annoying. You just get typecast as a hater. And when you get called a hater, it's like the fucking Scarlet Letter. Not that you can never fight the shit. You can't fight it. Because there's always a dumb person that's going to agree. Okay, let me tell you who that dumb person is. There's going to be a man that agrees with that dumb female who called you a hater in the fucking first place because we want to fuck you. Females, you have so much leeway. Just shut the fuck up. You can never, y'all always talk about equality. Y'all always talk about doing, just, dude, shut the fuck up. Just shut the, we will go along. I personally, I have agreed to, I have listened to myself for it. I wish I had the fucking taking it to the streets recorder then so I could have some of these conversations I agreed to on dates that I listened to. Mainly, and I agreed with, it is the dumbest shit I had to listen to. A female, I'm at fucking Applebee's on a date and she's just like, well, I don't have a lot of female friends because they all haters. It's all them. You know, I try to show up with my charming personality and they just don't like me. So let's break this conversation down a little bit. And my ass was just like, you're right. You know, every other, and like, I know I sound like a dick right now, but that means look at the false fucking bravado you have. You can't even own up to the fact that you may slightly be unenjoyable to fucking hang around. It's every other woman's problem on the face of the fucking earth. So everyone else has the problem except you, bitch. It's just, I'm an enjoyable personality. I don't have that many female friends because they feel intimidated by me and my strong lioness. And then when I wake up and I listen to Oprah and I look at myself in the mirror and I say, Shaniqua, you are the woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. I am more than a conqueror. I'm gonna come out and I am gonna do this shit. And I'm gonna wake up and be the best Shaniqua I can be. And Shaniqua has no fucking friends. And that's you, Mindy. That's you. Just shut the fuck up, alright? Because it's, dude. We agree with the shit. I have agreed to it. Just like, yeah, you're right, babe. Every other female is wrong. It's you. It's you. You are so intimidating. Yes, the motherfucker who's afraid of a fucking spider is fucking intimidating. And I agree to this shit because we want sex. I thankfully am past that point now. I'm just calling people on their shit now. I'm calling people on this shit. That's how I roll. And if I'm one of those 11 signs of anger, I'll be that, man. I'll be that. Cause I don't know what it is, man. You get to a point where you just stop giving a fuck. You do. I can't, there's a piece of me that wish I could go back and coach old me. I wish I could just go back and see old me sitting at fucking Applebee's agreeing to this horse shit. And I just pull him aside. Excuse me. You don't know me. I'm like you in like 8 years. Let me holler at you, dog. Don't agree to that horse shit. Dude, you have the same amount of chances as fucking this girl if you agree or disagree. The amount of chances you had having sex does not increase and or decrease because technically they do decrease because you become a fucking yes man. So you slightly decreased on sex appeal. You were supposed to come out. If I had to talk to old me, I would be like, dude, call her out on her bullshit. Why? Because two things. One, you can leave with a little self-respect. Yeah, you may not get any, but let's face it. What were the real chances of you really getting sub after going to a 5 o'clock early bird special at Applebee's before the movie? What was the chances, sir? Play by the numbers, man. Do your numbers. What was the chances you were going? Oh, shit. I have forgot about Mindy and her question. But anyway, fuck it, I'm talking to old me. What were the chances of that actually happening? So at least leave with a little self-respect by at least calling this delusional bitch all out on her shit. What were the chances? And maybe, just maybe, you can hold your head up high by saying this shit. And maybe you may get like self-respect pussy. You just walk away feeling vindicated because you call somebody on that bullshit, man. That's the high I get now. Like, especially, so if someone's giving me horse shit, I mean, like, not the shit you can kind of like live with, and you just kind of like, yeah, maybe they may have a point. You're partially right. I hear you. Maybe you could be right. No, zero tolerance, man. Call them out. So that's why, maybe that's why they haven't invented time machines. Cause that would fuck me up. I would be an angry curmudgeon in my teens. The angry curmudgeon who suffers from these 11 anger signs or styles. It's 11 anger styles, I'm sorry. I will probably be that guy. So, Mindy, shit. How do I bring this shit back to you? Let's see. Mindy, do you know your role with your friends? I think you just found out. And Mindy, when people talk to your friends, just, you know what? Do nothing. Man, don't get jealous because no one's talking to you. Don't try to sabotage some shit because you probably are, you know, nice person or whatever. But don't be that girl, Mindy. Don't be the we gotta go girl. Don't be the we gotta go girl. Don't ask the dumb question that could be asked because it's a lot of people like me running around, and I can't guarantee a lot of things in this planet. I can't guarantee a lot of things in this world. I can't guarantee a lot of things on this fucking podcast, and this is my show. But I can guarantee this. There's going to be a fucking psychopath like me. And when you cock block, he's going to call you out on your shit. And you're going to try to be the girl, Mindy. Ah, he's just a hater. He's just this. But deep down inside, you know he's right. You know he's right. You know it. You know it. You know it. You know it. You know he's right. Just like how I gotta look at myself in the mirror with these fucking 11 anger styles that I am sure I exhibited in this podcast. I have exhibited at least 8 of these motherfuckers on this podcast alone. I had to. I may listen back to this and point them out and just say, alright, this is one, this is one, this is chapter two. I probably did. But I could at least not be a bitch about it and admit it. Like, look, this is my problem. I have to deal with it. And I'm going to deal with it. So, Mindy, don't be that girl. Don't fret because somebody call you a hater. Reason they probably call you a hater, because you are. And you just cock block something magical. But, like how Jackson just said, he could have been trying to figure out what's the best time to have sex. Maybe your girl is down for it. You don't know your girl as well as you think you do, Mindy. Maybe she wants to give it up to a guy at a McDonald's. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. I'm loving it too. Maybe she wants to slap a little skin after eating a McRib. Who knows, Mindy? Just because it's not your thing, doesn't mean, okay. Look, Mindy, I am unfairly subjecting you to this. I know you just asked a simple question, but a lot of shit happened this week, Mindy, and you're catching the brunt of it. Apparently, I'm angry in 11 ways. I have a fat face, and I can't drink beer. And all of that hold up, whoa. I'm gonna take a sip of cap. Just to show we're good, Mindy. Just to show that we're good. I'm going to take a sip of cap. We're gonna play some more smooth jazz. Yeah. smooth jazz, and I'm going to talk to you in a calm voice. See that, Mindy? He's not really that mad at you. He's mad at some of the things that happened this week. Mindy, when was the last time somebody told you you had a fat face? Maybe. Just maybe. That's not sitting right with our host. And our host's fat faceness, and with the results of the taking it to the streets thing, isn't exactly working out. So, Mindy, I think you know you play with your friends. Just don't be the weak ass Goku. Alright, let's cut this smooth jazz shit off. Oh shit, we're out of time. Alright, we are out of time. So I would like to thank a lot of people who helped me out. That was Gypsy, Carla, and Howard with the Taking It to the Streets episode. And I may, with these suggestions, I may be taking it to the streets a little bit more. We had fun with that. And I guess that's it for this show. This has just been Just Talking with Sam podcast this week. And I have some obvious anger issues to work out. And, you can email me about these and amongst of other topics at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And I'm going to sit out and finish this Cap Morgan and take a long look at myself. But until then, I will holler at y'all next week.